Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones, interspersed with news blitz. For the next 2 hours, financial news, you name it. So much is happening. Everything's coming together. The global carbon tax, the Copenhagen-Denmark meeting, the civil emergency with the flu. We're breaking it all down. Children being given it without their parents' consent, confirmed all over the nation. The government is completely rogue and criminal. Morgan in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I didn't really call specifically about the H1N1 flu, but I do have a six-week baby boy, and I'm really scared. I'm not sure what to do. All these, there's like about 12 different vaccines, and you got this H1N1 pandemic,
Sir, it's not a pandemic. It's only a pandemic on paper. They did a regional pandemic, meaning the virus was worldwide. So they changed the rule. Normally it was millions of people sick. Now, there's a virus. Well, there's millions of different viruses out there. You do what you want, Morgan, but I've got three children, and none of them have ever had any vaccine put in their body. And I just read to you the inserts from the vaccine, how it can give you cancer, sterilize you, give you autoimmune disease, and has mercury in it.
I've been following it about a year now and listening to you and kind of verifying some things. And, you know, I went into the follow-up appointment with the doctor, and boy, they are just a huge vaccine proponents. And, you know, I talked about mercury and, we don't use the mercury anymore because everybody stopped, objected to it. And we use aluminum now. And not sure what specifically.
Excuse me, they told you there's not mercury in the shots?
In some of them, yeah.
Well, let me stop you. About 5 years ago, right at 5 years ago, the feds put out regulations that vaccine makers should make lots available that don't have squalene or mercury or other things. But you can read for yourself, always read the insert. It's all bad, sir. They grow it in animal tissue. I have top scientist after top scientist reporting that there's live cancer viruses in every major vaccine. Even if they grow vaccine on egg yolks, the original seed vaccine was grown in tissue. Dead baby retinas, for some reason it grows great in that. Caterpillar eggs, for some reason grows great in that. And monkey kidneys, for some reason grows great in that. Now that's what you got being injected in you.
I hear you, man. It's, you got, you got the health departments and the media, and you got doctors scaring you, do you want your child getting polio? And, what are the chances of that happening? I mean,
Number one, sir, don't believe me. Just Google, polio vaccine gives people polio, and you'll get AP Reuters. I showed it again last week. Where all over the world, the villagers run because they have miscarriages or die after they're given different shots, tetanus, polio, you name it. And, pull it up. Polio vaccine causes polio. And you'll have mainstream news. Oh, it's weaponized. It's particularly deadly. The United Nations, sir, is a eugenics group. Have you gone to prisonplanet.com? Just search engine the term. Go to startpage.com or Google or whatever and type in eco-science and read the book. I mean, it's online, the textbook. We've scanned it in. Others have scanned it in. This is what the White House science czar wrote about how they want to kill you.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to you for over a year now. I'm very familiar with your site, and I've been following these things.
What are you arguing with your wife about it?
Not arguing, but she thinks I'm being nutty.
Well, you make the decision for yourself, but the government has been caught killing foster children with chemical, biological, and radiological weapons on record. Do you trust anything they say?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the air. Go ahead, Laura.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm with the Educators of Liberty, and we've been watching your films and our movie discussion. We have a movie showing and discussion, and we got the movie Fall of the Republic from your Prison Planet forums, and we'll be watching the rest of that this Thursday. And we've been huge fan of yours. We've been listening to you for years, and we really just want to get this corruption exposed and get people awake to what's going on. And I've just been active, handing out the material to firefighters, school officials, everyone, because my kids, I have three kids in school, and they got waivers. And I have a flyer, The Truth About the Flu Shot, and it has a lot of good information, what you can do as far as to keep you from, you know, to get this information out to people and to keep them from force vaccinating you. It has the website oathkeepers.org, drtenpenny.com. It lists the information about what's in the regular flu shot as far as the avian virus, thimerosal, formaldehyde.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. They put H1N1 in the regular flu shot. See, everything you're told is a fraud. But you can pull up mainstream news articles, but only here or there, or read the insert to learn that. There's so many bad things in there that I even forget. I hadn't mentioned that today. I'm glad you reminded me.
Not a problem. I just want to make sure parents know that they shouldn't be getting their kids vaccinated with this stuff because it's very toxic and it can hurt them very badly. And,
but the bigger question is, why is the government and the media lying and pushing it? Who are these people? And the answer is in eco-science. They want us sterilized. They want us dead. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I got one quick comment for that boy with the baby and then a two-part quick question. Look, mercury and aluminum both interact with each other. You can't even walk on an airline with a thermometer. They'll arrest you. I mean, they painted the airlines in Germany with the mercury at night so the aluminum would break down and they'd fall apart in the sky. You don't want that in your body. Here's the two-part question real quick, Alex. Since Obama's declared a national emergency, does that suspend Congress or the Constitution?
Potentially it could. Now, again, they have engaged the executive orders and they have engaged United Nations Pandemic Rule 6. And Congress is suspended if the bankers threaten martial law if they don't do what they're told for the banker bailout. Congress is suspended when President Bush signed PDD 51 telling Congress they're no longer involved in an emergency and that the White House is in total control. Obama didn't rescind that. But even if a ten-horned dictator, just because Hitler said he could arrest whoever he wanted, just because Hitler said he was God, didn't make it so. But yes, under the emergency powers, the continuum of powers, total tyranny being here, Obama has gotten to about right here. He hasn't gone all the way. On a scale of 1 to 10, the country's under about a level 6.5 tyranny right now, but we're moving further down the rat hole. I mean, sir, they're putting regular Army and Marines in fusion centers and police departments around the country. It's a slow, incremental red dawn, George.
Well, they're testing
us because they know incremental takeover is hard to counter. Go ahead.
Well, what scares me then is the Copenhagen Treaty. If Congress is suspended, then he doesn't have to bring it in front of Congress. If he accepts the treaty, then we're in.
And how do they do that? He's not going to announce that Congress is vestigial. If Congress will pass a government takeover of health care, then they'll let it have authority in that one respect, in that one avenue, in that one sequestered, compartmentalized area. If they'll pass a hate crime law restricting free speech, then Congress and their authority will be followed by the National Security Council. But what you said is so important. Just because Reagan left UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization that controls the curriculum in our schools, our environmental policies, and everything else under the sun, when Reagan got us out of that, the EPA, the FDA, the Bureau of Land Management, the Forestry Service, the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, they all continued to follow it. And I've had former top officials from all these agencies on to talk about how they just continued following the UN rules, even though they couldn't get the Congress or even the president in that case to go along with it. And so it's the same thing. They're already implementing carbon taxes at the state, county, city, school board level. They're already putting taxes on people's houses and taxes on people's power and taxes on people's produce and taxes on television sets and taxes on toilets and taxes on water. They're already putting in all these environmental rules under Agenda 21. The UN writes up these global rules. They then come in through the federal bureaucracies of the nation states, and they then hold back federal grants and federal money if the states don't implement. So when Congress doesn't get in line with the out-of-control executive and the out-of-control corporations, they simply implement it through the bureaucracy and through the states. I appreciate your call. Let's continue on with more calls here today. Let's go ahead and talk to John in California. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an active duty U.S. Marine sergeant, served three tours in Iraq. I get out of the Marine Corps in about another month and a half. just wanted to say, first of all, thank you very much. Just started listening to you about a month ago, and I was absolutely shocked because I was raised in a very, you know, respect the government. My dad's an ex-cop, and, you know, I've served 8 years in the Marine Corps. And as a matter of fact, we had a guy that was just court-martialed, a good friend of mine, about a week and a half ago I went to NCO school with, and was court-martialed under treason and kicked out because he was a listener of your show, and he was starting to go around and talk to people in my unit and put this information out there. And, I mean, it was the fastest court-martial I've ever seen. I've been in 8 years, seen a lot of court-martials. And, yeah, it happened real quick. He was gone in about a week and a half. And
Was that in the news anywhere?
No. This was I'm stationed in California, and it was done real quick. Most of the people in my unit didn't even know.
Have you heard about the Marines running checkpoints with the chips?
Yeah, we've actually done some training to do that ourselves with my unit. I'm getting out. Fortunately, I have about a month left per Marine Corps policy. Actually,
so they said. Let's go back into that in a moment. And, of course, that was the state police announced it. It's been in the newspapers. For people that don't know, Marine Corps checkpoints for drunk drivers. You're not for drunks, are you? Again, setting the precedent with something that sounds reasonable. But let's expand. And then, of course, Marines at the shooting in Alabama illegally, and the list goes on and on. What did he get? You said court-martialed for treason. What was he saying? We've got to follow our oath? What was he doing?
Against DOD policy, what he did, because there's a DOD policy in place that very clearly states active duty military cannot speak ill of leadership to include the president. And honestly, per DOD policy, I'm not even supposed to be talking to you right now, but I kind of just gave up on that whole thing because it's ridiculous. And he was court-martialed under it. I got a copy of it because I have a friend of mine that works the legal section, and I got a copy of it. It was under treasonous acts. Or seditious acts, and it's covered under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and so on and so forth. And he was court-martialed for it, and there was a lot of people in my battalion that were very upset with that. But I mean, we had, you know, there was really no recourse. He had put out a he was just going around talking about it. He was writing some letters, you know, this kind of thing, going, "Hey, here's what's really going on." And
so he was doing this out in the open. Look. The same thing happened in Germany in 1936 and 7 and 38 and 39 and 40 and 41 and 42. And in the end, the tyrants were punished. But when the government openly hands you over to foreign banks, when they openly begin abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, read their oath. The oath is above the policy of the DOD. But I remember when Colonel Stephen Butler spoke out and said, "I don't know what's going on here, but we trained hijackers at the Defense Language School, and these guys were government agents. So Bush at least let this happen." Muhammad Atta was here. They began the court-martial on him until he said he would shut up, and they dropped it. That was the head of the school. I mean, you got hijackers, you're training as spies. 3 months later, you see them on the national news as al-Qaeda attacking you, and you're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to let the buildings get blown up. You're supposed to turn your guns in. You're supposed to let the UN run everything. I'm so sad to hear that this happened to your friend.
Well, he went back to his home state, and he was like, you know, whatever. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. I said, hey, man, you know, good on you.
So they didn't put him in prison for the treason of speaking out against treason. They just kicked him out.
Yeah, he was kicked out on his discharge papers. It was dishonorable discharge for treason. For speaking out basically against the president, who we, you know, have to see, you know, commander in chief, all that. But regardless of all that.
But you know who his commander is? His commander is the Congress. That's why we haven't declared war since World War II. The Congress is supposed to declare the war and give the orders to the president. He then executes. He executes. But now they've made it where he is the boss, just like in Germany. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all right. But I did want you to know I got your copy of Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, all that. I've very quietly had a lot of guys in my platoon watching it. I mean, they were shocked, and I sent it to my family. I'm still trying to get my dad on board. He's a retired police officer, and he's real, you know. there's no way the government's doing this. It's ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. So I've been trying to get...
Tell you what, stay there. Don't hang up, John. I want to talk to you more. This is a perfect microcosm. Because I'm sure your father's a great person. And he's got a rude awakening.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
They raged against the crowd, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crowd, another ragtag band, declaring
independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. Steve Voss. We're going to go back to John here in a moment. More of your calls. I wanted to read the former head of the Treasury Department. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' article today, Are You Ready for the Next Crisis? Evidence that the U.S. is a failed state is piling up faster than I can record it. One conclusive hallmark of a failed state is that crooks are inside the government using government to protect and to advance their private interest. Another conclusive hallmark is rising income inequity as the insiders manipulate economic policy for their enrichment at the expense of everyone else. The bankers are in charge. Forget if you're in the military criticizing Obama. Do not do it. You're not supposed to do that if you're in the military. But they try to say, don't criticize his policies. And that is your right as a citizen to criticize what the government's doing. And there's nothing more patriotic. And this was taught for 200 years. But in the last 30 or 40 years, it's been taught you don't criticize the government. You do whatever it says. It's the boss. It's the officials. They're the authorities. We're the servants. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Army and Marine Corps are doing gun confiscation drills coast to coast, confirmed in mainstream news, that's treason. That's a banana republic. And we'd better hope we reach the military and police before it's too late. But going back to John, you talk about your father, a retired police officer, saying, I just can't believe the government would do that. What is he talking about? Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, all the lies, all the banks getting record bonuses when they've stolen tens of trillions, saying it was for mortgages. And then the next day after they passed it, October 3rd, October 4th, they say we're not going to use it for mortgages now.
Yeah, and you know, and I've put all the information out there. I begged him to watch Fall of the Republic and all this. He's a policeman for 32 years, retired. I mean, he very, very honorable career, very honorable man. It's just, you know, I don't know if
he associates himself with the government. So because he's good, the government must be good, and that's what the Germans did.
Yeah, and you know, and I myself as a government employee, as a part of the U.S. Marine Corps, it took me the last couple months to start really realizing what you were saying. And as soon as I did, I went, Jesus, I mean, my God, what is going on? And I really started looking at it. I didn't believe you at first. I went and verified everything that you were saying, got on the White House's website, all that stuff. And I just went, my God, this guy's correct. And I just want you to know, I mean, I'm a member of Oath Keepers, all that stuff. I put the word out to my guys, and please don't get the impression, I don't want you guys to think that, you know, just because, you know, we're standing here in uniform as uniformed Marines, you know, there's a whole other thing going on here. We swore an oath. I've been sworn in twice, in 8 years, and the oath that I took said all enemies, foreign and domestic. So,
let me ask you this question while we have you, John, and we appreciate you, and we think everybody in the uniform are good, not bad. It's the leadership that's been taken over by foreign offshore banks. Thomas Barnett is a top war college professor, and he brags how our military works for offshore banks and Wall Street, and they clearly want to use the military against the people. It was wrong in Waco. It's wrong today, and there's nothing wrong with you saying you're going to follow your oath. But at the same time, we need good men and women in the military, and we don't need you to get in trouble. So be sure and, watch your P's and Q's there. But at the same time, you mentioned that you are aware of training to run checkpoints with the police. Tell us about that.
Once again, I'm not going to put out any unit information or anything like that.
No, that's fine.
Operational security, but, yeah, we have military police that work very closely with Department of Homeland Security, with Border Patrol, also with out here in California, also with the California Highway Patrol. They roll out on accidents. They roll out on shooting calls in conjunction. As a matter of fact, military police recently in the Marine Corps, as well as across the branches of service, have started to, they've contracted, and I'm not sure the name of the company, they've contracted with a civilian agency, because you go on through any of the access points on Camp Pendleton now, and this is Marine Corps wide, as well as Navy, throughout the Navy, they're getting rid of the military police, and they're going to a civilianized gate guards, the guys that patrol, through Camp Pendleton as part of military police are...
Hold on, do two more minutes with us, and we're going to go to other calls. But specifically, though, did you hear about them going off the base running checkpoints with police. Totally illegal. We'll be right back. Stay there, John.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about EcoLaBlue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering or own a EcoLaBlue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the EcoLaBlue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling EcoLaBlue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoLaBlue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Riders on the storm.
When I say foreign offshore riders corporations are overthrowing the United States, they are. They set up a police state. They're using the military and police domestically. They're putting regular Army and Marines in police departments. It's in the newspaper. But it's being very quietly announced. And you notice the training with John, we're going back to him. He said, well, I don't want to give up any of our operational procedures. See, we shouldn't be having discussions about operational procedures with the American people as if we're the enemies. And I'm not saying John's saying that, but that's what that term signifies. I remember when we interviewed the Alice police chief in South Texas on the coast. We interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management in Kingsville County, down in Kingsville, down by the King Ranch. I interviewed the city manager in Kingsville. I interviewed the San Antonio police chief and others, and they were 50-50 split. Thomas Sanchez had been in Army intelligence in Vietnam. The Army came to him and said, we want to covertly lease buildings in your town. This is 1999. And we want to blow them up. And he said, are you kidding? In the middle of the town of more than 10,000 people next to Casa Ricarda Nursing Home? No. And they said, it's national security. And they went above him to the city manager and the county commissioners and got it done. They practiced taking over the Corpus Christi courthouse. This was in the news. Unannounced, though. And dozens of black helicopters come in. Delta Force, Night Stalkers, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, piloting them. Sanchez tried to say no. Chief of Police San Antonio tried to say no. They came to his office with bags of money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars saying, work with us, you can have this money. He'd been in the Army. He said, this is illegal. This is bribery. Get out of here. They went and paid off other city officials, and it happened. And that made the Associated Press. The word bribes is in there. Now, I'm no genius. We're going to you in a moment, John, so stay there. I want to talk to you. But I studied enough history and read enough military history books, because I found them very informative when I was a teenager and in college, to know that when you've got covert black ops making black bag payments to city leaders, and then you find out they went ahead and admitted to Sanchez, oh, yeah, this is for martial law drills under presidential decision directives. I went to San Antonio. They went ahead and did the drill. And we had military police, this was in WorldNet Daily, come up and confiscate our videotape. Mike Hansen started arguing with them. One of them pulled a sidearm out and said, don't resist me. Now, that is America. I'm not the enemy. I'm not Al Qaeda. Now, I've been to urban warfare drills all over the country since then. We've had, this is in Police State 2000, in Hebron, Maryland, the police chief let the Marines train to take over the city. They had Boy Scouts in white T-shirts riding around in a gun confiscation drill, quote, fighting American militia. That was 1998. What happened in February of this year in Arcadia, Iowa? It was in the local paper. The sergeant saying, yeah, we're doing a drill. We're a gun dealer selling guns illegally here in the town. And we go door to door and ask you to let us search your home and search your cupboards for illegal weapons. Now, that's to acclimate the police, the military, and the locals. There's New York Times. Scouts train to fight terrorists and more. Second paragraph of the article states they're training to take on disgruntled veterans who won't turn their guns in. Read the stinking article. Now, mid-level officers aren't told all of this, but this is what the training is for. Now, I'm going to go back to John. John, whenever I talked to the police chief of Alice, he was a former DEA agent, he said, yes, there were foreign troops in the town in the drill, but I'm not at liberty to give you operational procedure for security reasons. See, the foreign Czech Republic troops, we found out, they could train in America terrorizing people, and under NLE 09, they now admit it's to use foreign military in America. That's FEMA.gov. They can train to do that, but we are the enemy, so we can't know. And I always could report to you we were the enemy, but now we have the DHS report. Now we have the Homeland Security report that we broke, that was given to us by law enforcement, federal and state troopers and then feds. We can now talk about this because it's now mainstream media in everyone's face, and we now know it is veterans, gun owners, conservatives, people that want us out of the UN. We the people, Declaration of Independence, we the people that are defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence are saying no to the end of our liberty, the end of our freedom. And if that isn't what our military is for, to defend the Republic, what is it for? But John, closing comments on that, and I do want to ask you, you said rolling out with police. Is that rolling out off base? Because it's been in the news in California, Marines do go off base and aid the police. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Our military police handles a large section of the Interstate 5 freeway that runs parallel to Camp Pendleton, and military police does tons of training every year with state and local agencies, San Diego PD, all that stuff, LAPD. So you know, it is being done. It's just never really reported. So it's under, you know, federal agreement with these agencies. But like I also said, and we have tons of foreign military all over Camp Pendleton all the time. You know, we get the Koreans that do regular training down there. I personally trained with some foreign military units, who I won't name, but, as part of, some of our urban warfare stuff that we do.
And that's one thing if it's for offshore use, but they're more and more admitting, like when I went to urban warfare drill in 99 in Oakland, California, the Marines there admitted, including Colonel Love, that this could be foreign use or domestic use, and they had foreign troops with them there. And I just want to expand on that and point out, do the Marines in your unit, are they aware this is a conditioning process to be deployed on a wider and wider field in the U.S.? I mean, do they ask why at the Kentucky Derby, regular Army run out on the field with sidearms to run security?
Not as much as you would hope. I've been trying to put out as quietly as possible, put the word out to the people in my unit that I have the most direct contact with as a leadership position as much as I can. And a lot of them are starting to go, my God, we had no idea. And looking at this, and I really wanted to thank you again for putting out your video, the Fall of the Republic, because that's what I've been using, and I put it out to as many people as I can quietly on the active duty side, and got nothing but positive feedback. They all said, hey, if you talk to this guy, tell him thank you very much. We are going to uphold, there are many of us who are, we're going to sit here and uphold the Constitution that we swore to defend, that we swore an oath, that I swore an oath that, twice, because I re-enlisted, and, you know, that's what we're here to do. And if that crazy order comes down, I know people right now that are saying there's no way I'm going to start rounding people up, you know. I mean, I know guys that have 4 or 5 years left to serve, and they're going...
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. That's not going to happen because you're there, and that's why the globalists are so angry. That's why they're creating a new domestic military force just as big and just as strong as our military, being set up by the Department of Education and by the FBI, filled with big city corruption types. Are you guys aware of that going on?
Very slightly. I've heard very, very limited information in my unit in reference to upcoming operational stuff, working interagency with other elements of federal government, things like that.
It's totally illegal, and we've had Judge Advocate General after Judge Advocate General on to explain. The media says Posse Comitatus is gone. It is not gone. They've just blown big criminal holes in it. And we can't just sit here and say no, because they're going to then bring in the illegal aliens, the foreigners, the criminals. I know the Marine Corps doesn't have too many, but the Army does, and replace the good men and women with them. But thank God there are good people in the military right now. But you were saying when I cut you off that they're saying if that order comes down for gun confiscation, you're not going along with it.
Yeah, most of the guys that I work with on my side are all we're all gun owners. I mean, I'm gun owner. We all have served time in either Iraq or Afghanistan. I did 2 years in Iraq on the ground, and at some point you have to draw the line. At some point you have to say, this is insane. We're not doing this. This is not America. This is not what we swore to do in our oath of allegiance.
Well, exactly. And the next time they try to court-martial somebody, if half of the unit stood up and then more stood up, they would back off. And that's happened a bunch of times. So they love to take one person and try to destroy them. But that individual who they court-martialed for saying he wouldn't violate the Constitution, he's a hero. He's like somebody saying no to Hitler, no to Stalin, no to Mao. But again, it's not Obama. He's just a front man, an actor reading a teleprompter. It's the offshore banks engaged in treason. That is who you're criticizing. And I just commend you, John, and I want to thank you and the good men and women in the Marine Corps. We know you're the salt of the earth. We know even 2 years ago, 70%+ of all military contributions didn't go to John McCain, didn't go to... any of the Democratic candidates, didn't go to Barack Obama. They went to Congressman Ron Paul. And so the government knows that the military, by and large, is awake and are good people. And if you would have said yes to all this treason, you would have been promoted. And if you haven't seen 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, it's free all over the internet. You get the DVD at Infowars.com. You need to get that film, and about, it's 2.5 hours long, but about 2 hours in, there is a Marine Corps captain who has since retired and did quite well with a computer company in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And he saw an Army checkpoint in Kyle, Texas on I-35. He called me, showed me documents, photos, everything. In 1988 and 89, he was kicking in doors in Norfolk, Virginia with a police jacket on as an active duty Marine on gun dealers' homes and businesses. So, sir, there's a huge secret operation going on that's decades old that transcends presidents. And they're trying to figure out how to make the military evil. They're trying to figure out how to train you to do this. And the good news is you failed. You failed the test. You're not evil. And so they are mad. Even though they have Jack Bauer, the hero who tortures innocent people to get answers on 24, even though they try to brainwash you, you have withstood the brainwashing. And so that's why the globalists can sit here and rob us and do all these bad things, but they can't get the full power thanks to you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. And I know you need to go to the callers. I do appreciate it, though. And just remember also, I mean, I listen to you daily as much as I can. And I really wish you were on XM because that's what I have in my vehicle. But
they only have us on Saturdays.
Okay. Well, I just want to make the last point that, you know, just remember that there are lots of us. There are probably more than you know. Active duty military, not just the Marine Corps, the Army, you know, throughout the branches of service that, you know, we're not going to stand for this. And as an old platoon sergeant I used to have years ago said, we're not going to go quietly into the night. So,
well, God bless you.
Thank you very much, Alex, and keep doing what you do. It's really getting out there. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, John. Well, in closing, and I'm going to go to break and come back with more calls for the final hour. In closing, I want to say this. So many great men and women have gone and been shot and wounded and killed and dismembered for the idea of America. Some of the wars were just, some of them were unjust, but they believed they were doing good. They had courage. They had honor. And men and women want to be honorable, and they want to be good, and they want to stand up for good. But the social engineers know how to paint evil as if it's good and good as if it's evil. And by degrees, they corrupt you and twist you and acclimate you and sell you on doing unconstitutional things. But I do want to say to the military and police and everybody listening to the sound of my voice, this is your last chance. This is America's last stand. Open world government is publicly been trumpeted, run by private banks, taxing, regulating every facet of our lives. The school children, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts are openly being recruited as spies. Public school children are being recruited. Every form of tyranny. If you had a checklist of 100 things that mean tyranny, every one of them has been checked. I've never seen this much preparation for tyranny. I've never seen this much due diligence and time spent setting up a corrupt system. They know America's a big target to bring down with wealth and freedom and a spoiled population that believes it deserves all this stuff. We are decadent. And they know it's not going to be easy, but they mean business. And the final phases of the operation are being green-lighted. And we are now inside the New World Order. So for anybody out there that ever wanted to have a chance to really fight tyranny, and for anybody who ever wanted to stand up for their nation, there's no doubt this is a just war. There is no doubt that we're facing corruption. There is no doubt that it is growing exponentially. There is no doubt we've got a hellish road we got to go down. But gutting up, getting focused, getting serious, and getting your mind straight is the number one thing that can counter it. The Pentagon will tell you, 90% of a war is psychological today. You are under attack. There is a war on for your mind. 90% of war is psychological. We have a population that's ready to be awakened right now. We have a population that wants to be awakened and know something's wrong, but don't have the answers. I'm going to ask you, the listeners, to redouble your efforts like you never have before. Believe me, I'm redoubling my efforts. Sometimes my job's tough, but I know I got to do it because my family's worth it. And I have produced a tool, a weapon. It is a weapon that can save the republic. But 99% of it is you getting the DVD at Infowars.com, buying the blank DVDs or CDs, making the copies, and giving it to people. And telling them, you want to know why America's falling apart? You want to know who the offshore banks are, what the master plan is? This is the film. Obama Deception is still the number one hottest political film in the country online. We want to make this number one and then some. Follow the Republic, available at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Please call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase of the DVD makes this operation possible, and I want to thank you all for your support. Get it out there.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, it is atomic age. It's atomic age, we're renegades. Renegades, it is atomic age.
I ended up having that guest on for about 30 minutes, that caller. I know we have loaded phones. I'm going to continue going through your calls. But when we get an important call like that, it's important to spend time with them. You just heard the Marine, but you don't have to believe he's a Marine or not. We have the state police press release, how the regular Marine Corps goes out and runs checkpoints searching U.S. citizens. It's illegal. And we should stand behind the Marines and help them say no. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Then I have articles like this one. In U.S., less education means more H1N1 concern. That's how Reuters spun this article that, oh, educated people won't take it, but the uneducated will because they're smarter. Yes, they're really spinning things now. No, educated people know to go check things out. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, God bless you.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
I want to shed some background information on the Novartis Corporation, the manufacturers of that vaccine.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
My dad retired from that corporation over here in New Jersey. 2 years after retiring, unfortunately, he suffered a debilitating dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, I want to give you some background on this. It's called Novartis, Novartis. They're a Swiss pharmaceutical corporation. Okay? They bought out the Cibagaigy, Cibagey Pharmaceutical Corporation in the 90s. Okay?
Okay.
I just figured to give you some background information if you want to try to connect the dots somehow. But my dad retired after 2 years. He suffered a debilitating Alzheimer's, and at that time I was battling cancer myself.
All the studies state that if you take more than 3 flu shots, you double your chances of a neurological disorder or Alzheimer's. People don't believe me? Let's Google right now. Flu vaccine, Alzheimer's, and 3 shots, doubling in Alzheimer's. Now, I'm the kook for telling people they better think twice before they take it. Let me guess, your dad really believed in it all and took the shots?
Well, my dad didn't take the shots. You have to understand, this was 4 years ago. He retired. He worked for a CBD.
No, I understand, but he never took flu shots.
Not as far as I know. But
because you know that... It's an epidemic in people that take shots getting Alzheimer's. They have teenagers getting it now, and they say that's normal now.
Alex, my dad worked in chemical manufacturing for that company over the years.
I'm just warning people about the shots, but here it is, flu shots and Alzheimer's. Go ahead.
But the reason why Novartis sends a chill down my spine is because I'm intimately connected with this company because of my own personal experience through my dad working for them. This is why when I found out that they were the ones that manufactured this vaccine, were one of the pharmaceutical companies that manufactured this vaccine, it hit close to home for me because my dad retired from them.
Interesting. Anything else, sir?
No, that's about it. But I just wanted you, like I said, it's a Swiss pharmaceutical company that bought out Cibagaigy Corporation.
No, I mean, I knew who they were.
Yeah.
And I know they're one of the biggest, in the world, and all 5 of these big manufacturers of the H1N1 are all just leave a trail of wreckage behind them. God bless you. Appreciate the call, Steve. Fred, Brian, Ron, Robert, and others, your phone calls are straight ahead in the 4th and final hour today. I'm going to recap all the top flu news. Then I'm going to get into what's happening with the dollar and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.